Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, it is the Queen City tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, Sybil.
Wow. Later.
Not Atlanta, Charlotte.
Three nights in the Queen City?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The Comedy Zone, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Do your little comedy thing.
Do your little comedy thing.
Okay, Republican debate is tonight, but Ben Carson won't be there.
You can't see a pass.
Did we hear that he stepped down?
For all intents and purposes.
Okay.
He has, but he has not made his final statement saying that, you know.
Who knew he was there before?
Not many, apparently. Okay. You know, it was really interesting to see his path, as he talked about yesterday, not seeing a path forward, but seeing, like, during the summer, remember, he was the man. He was number one in
the
polls.
Leading.
Everybody
number one.
Wanted to get on the Ben train, and then...
Y'all knew that wasn't going to last, all right?
No, we did, but it was still surprising, nonetheless.
It was nice, yeah.
And then came...
You know what stuck with me yesterday? What stuck with me yesterday was that poll that said that Ben Carson could be Trump's running mate. And that messed me up. That messed me up.
Well, only because you have to support black.
I do.
But everybody, you know, overwhelmingly, I think people want you to do that. They want you to support Donald Trump and Ben Carson ticket.
They're just, you know, joking. They don't want me to do that.
I don't think so. I don't think they're joking.
Yeah, you all have started something, and it's just a big joke.
How did the
joke.
Minister and who else?
David Duke.
David Duke, yeah.
Yeah,
what?
Minister David Duke of the Click and the KKK.
And Tavis.
Tavis is endorsing. He's not endorsing that.
Okay. All right. Well, and neither is Minister Farrakhan, but if you want to be technical about it. He said take a look at it.
Well, it could happen. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Sybil, are we being punked? Is somebody coming from behind the wall here with cameras and seconds?
Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
Well, it is unlike anything we've ever seen in our history, and that is for sure.
Republicans hating Republicans.
Well,
I've never seen that. Never, ever.
You know, the hate that they have for the president is now gone with it's gone back within the Republican Party. And so you got all of these people who are supporting Trump and the Republicans who now know that if Donald Trump gets into office, they have no control. No one has control over Donald Trump. And he's just so wishy-washy. Today he likes this. Yesterday he hated that. And so there's a lot of concern. Today Mitt Romney is going to make a speech. And so, you know, and everybody's like,
old Mitt Romney, huh?
They're going to push old Mitt out, and he's going to make...
Let's get that out there. Get old Mitt.
Is
the old 47% going to come out there?
Yeah, man. And say, I'm here if you need me. Whatever you fellas, decide to do, here I am. And saying that, you know, he's not endorsing Trump, even though Trump endorsed him back in 2012. So Mitt is being pushed out today.
Trump,
Ben Carson is being pushed away, pushed out of the limelight. And Donald Trump just continues to roll on. Tonight is another debate tonight in Michigan, in Detroit. And that is Ben Carson's hometown, and people were really looking forward to him going home and performing there, but that is not going to happen. He's giving a speech, I think, tomorrow, but I think that's going to probably be a paid speech because he probably needs some money by now.
All right. Player, Jared is in jail.
The subway pitch man.
Jared Fogle. He's in jail. He's been in jail 3 months. And
he's beefing up. He's gained
30 pounds in 3 months, 10 pounds a month.
On prison food.
Prison food. his breakfast is Frosted Flakes with fruit or oatmeal with cake. It says he loves cake day in the dining hall. They have it twice a week, and he buys honey buns by the box. He got money on his book.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, he's got money on his book, man. And he's just eating.
It does eat.
And keeping
I hope he didn't throw them fat ass pants away.
I know, right?
I hope he kept those fat pants.
Because you know, those.
Put all that he, back on.
Those that he busted. He probably busted, fits into them now, Jay.
But he's busting out of those orange jumpsuits. That's the thing. They can't keep an orange jumpsuit on him. Jerry.
You might be doing it for protection.
Yeah, you know. I thought that was my first thought, Tom, that he's eating what? So that he's not a...
Yeah, so you want to be fat in prison. You really do. That's right. You don't want to be lean.
You don't want to be lean and you know, real good looking in prison. Especially after what he's alleged to have done to children.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that might be what he's doing there for.
Oh, you like little boys, do you?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I see your point. I see your point.
Yeah.
Remember the 18-year-old who was posing as a doctor in Florida?
Yes.
And he got busted.
Malachi Love. Yeah.
Malachi Love. Yeah, yeah. They call him Dr. Love. Mm-hmm. Malachi Love Robinson, 18 years old. He set up a doctor's office and said he was a doctor.
He was doing a good business.
He was doing good business.
That's stressing.
He was examining patients.
Numbing stuff. It was numbing things.
Okay. But women were
all right. He already faced seven charges, including fraud. After the last time he was busted, and then he went on television all over the place. You know this. You know the story. The kid's brilliant, and man. So he went in the court. The court last night, or Tuesday night rather. More counts of fraud and one count of larceny. He used a patient's bank information to pay almost $35,000 toward his auto loan and credit card debts.
Oh, no.
In Palm Beach.
All I'm saying is look for a Lifetime movie, y'all. That's all I'm saying. It's right there.
Because he has a history of this.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie. So they're going to make that a movie. Yeah.
Houston Rockets, I like this, but you're not executing it right. This is the way you go. Okay, so you know how when a player's at the free throw line and then they have the people in the stands, you know, waving their hands and waving all kinds of stuff to distract?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Houston Rockets...
like Shaq.
the Houston Rockets have ladies on the sideline behind the goal when the guy is when
the opposing team.
And they're doing gyrations. I think like strippers or something, you know. But it's not working. I know where they got this from. This is not new. It's not new. The Mavericks and the Heat in the playoffs back in the day when Shaq and Zoe and Wade and Dwayne Wade were on the same team, the Mavericks were up 2-0, and the Heat mysteriously sent strippers into the locker room of the Mavericks, and the Mavericks lost the series. They never won another game.
But now it's not working.
It's not working. But these, because
you know
these
not. I got the
Miami
right
strippers.
Here,
they need Miami strippers.
No, no, no. What would make you mess your game up? Baby mamas. Baby mamas. Line it up with baby mama. The hell she doing?
Ah.
And the hell with some bull horns. You know, where that money at? Where my money at?
Maybe even a couple of daddies. And